I'm standing in front of a 7-story building just off I-29, north of Kansas City. It looks much like any other in this office park until you walk in and see the 5-foot-high white plexiglass cylinder. It's a big fake glass of milk with big plastic bubbles on top, as if just poured for a giant. This art marks the headquarters of the Dairy Farmers of America, another giant which controls a third of the U.S. raw milk supply. While it's technically a farmer's cooperative, its own members say it's really a cartel.
I use the term cartel because these guys are all connected. It was all about getting rid of competition.
That's Sam Gelfin, a North Carolina dairy farmer. He's among the 7,000 in the Southeast who will share a nearly $159 million settlement the Dairy Farmers of America agreed to last month. The farmers filed suit 5 years ago, claiming the huge cooperative turned its back on its own members, cutting deals with Dean Foods, one of the largest milk processors in the country. The suit claimed that the two companies eliminated all competition in the milk buying market in the Southeast region, creating a monopoly that drove the farmers' prices down. At the same time, public records show that DFA and Dean executives were paid in the tens of millions, and their business partners got lucrative side deals. That's even as farmers went broke.
When I started in North Carolina, there were 1,200 dairies. Today, there are less than 300. In South Carolina, there were 800 dairies. Today, there are less than 100. That's not just consolidation. And the Southeast has lost dairymen faster than in any other part of the country because of this cartel focusing on the Southeast.
Gelfin wasn't happy when the settlement with DFA was announced in January, just a day before the case was to go to trial in Tennessee. He says most of those farmers won't see a lot of money, and the few who remain are still struggling in a tough market. The cooperative's CEO, Rick Smith, talked to reporters in a conference call that day, saying DFA admitted no wrongdoing as part of the settlement and that they had already changed some practices. Smith said the cooperative settled because it risked more than $1 billion in damages if it went to trial.
Even if you feel the odds are in your favor, that's a big risk to take, and so we just made the business decision. I will say our farmer leaders are glad that this will now be in our rearview mirror.
The case was closely watched by an industry that has changed dramatically over the last few decades. Individual farmers declined by more than a third from 2001 to 2009. The big milking operations, with thousands of cows, are now the norm and are centered in western states. Many of the dairy farmers in the Southeast, and those who are part of a similar case in the Northeast, hoped that these lawsuits against DFA would change things, giving the small farmers a chance to stay in the game. The farmer's lawyer issued a statement on the day of the settlement saying the deal reformed the Southeast milk market.
That is putting the best face possible on the agreement that they reached.
That's Peter Karstensen, a University of Wisconsin law professor. He's been watching the industry for years, thinking something might come of a U.S. Justice Department antitrust investigation of the industry during the George W. Bush administration. But no charges were filed, so the farmers' remaining hopes for reform were tied up in the class action lawsuit.
My concern for a long, long time has been the need really to be thoughtful about how to structure the regulation of the dairy industry, essentially in the Southeast, but with DFA, you're really talking nationally.
But that didn't happen with the recent settlement covering the Southeast states. DFA agreed to make some changes that are a step in the right direction, Karstensen says. For instance, it requires that DFA can't enter into exclusive contracts with some milk buyers. And farmers will get a more detailed milk check from DFA, listing expenses and deductions, which they hadn't in the past. But those changes will only be temporary, as the settlement holds DFA to the reforms for just 2 years.
As I went through this on the copy that I printed out, I've got 2 years written at the front end with a big exclamation mark. That's the problem, because I don't think 2 years is enough time.
Now that DFA has settled its Southeast case, most observers are expecting a similar settlement soon on the Northeast states. That case is the lingering hope for those who wanted wholesale change in the industry. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.